Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well. Here we are again.
Back on Zoom.
Here we find ourselves again. Face to face.
On opposite sides of the continent.
Carrie's reporting live from
Miami. Across the Gulf.
Can you go to Tampa, though?
No, it's on the other side of the state.
Oh, okay.
Tampa is North Florida on the Gulf. And it's in, like, it literally is in, like, a little bit of an armpit.
Okay.
It tucks
is that, like, where
the
all the oil spills happen?
In the Gulf of Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Good to know.
Florida, I don't think it takes that long to get across, but it's so long. It takes, like, 12 hours to get from the tip to the top.
Damn. It's kind of Cali vibes.
It is Cali vibes. But I think Cali's bigger.
Yeah.
But Miami's good. Back with the fam.
Love that. LA feels like it's kind of getting quiet, which I love when things just like settle down around Thanksgiving when everyone goes out of town.
I love that too. I love LA at Christmas time. It feels like everyone's been raptured.
Yeah, it's great.
It's very like the leftovers.
I'm total leftovers and I'm excited to eat some Thanksgiving food.
Yeah.
And just live my life, just relax and have like a self-care extravaganza week before we go.
Oh my God.
On
so
our
three
sold
sold
out fucking
East
tour.
Coast leg of the tourists completely sold out every show. It's
this
such
is
a big
huge.
Deal. We're so excited.
It's a
that-
huge deal.
It's a big deal for us. We're so happy that people bought tickets and that you guys are supporting and coming out to live your truths with us.
It's a big deal for just the world, honestly.
It's honestly the most important thing to happen in 2021.
In decades.
I mean, in decades.
Since 9/11, this is actually the most important thing to ever happen to the East Coast.
A cultural defining moment. Of not only American culture, but specifically Northeast culture.
And also podcast culture. Yeah.
Podcast culture will never be the same.
Gay culture will never recover from these three shows. Straight culture will also never recover. Lesbian culture?
Wow.
Never. Yeah. Everyone is shook.
By Tampa Bay.
By our sold out shows.
People are excited that we're doing Tampa Bay's.
Yeah, the response has been great. It's Cuppy is my queen. I found out she's coming out with her own line of fans. To that I say good luck. Seems like a lot of plastic to put into the world.
I forgot
Don't
for a minute.
Love that.
For a minute I thought you meant like her own type of fan, like human fan.
No, those are their own special breed too.
Mm-hmm.
But like I think she's already entrepreneur vibes, girl boss vibes, mm-hmm. thinking ahead. But I would ask her maybe to consider paper and wood instead of like plastic.
Yeah, let's keep in mind the, I don't think Cuppy knows about
like the trash island.
She probably is like, stop climate change.
But I like, would like to know what her views on climate change are. It's affecting her whether she likes it or not, because she's incredibly sunburnt 24/7.
And Tampa's going to be surely underwater at some point.
Yeah. And the ozone, like in Florida specifically, is just like deteriorating as we speak. So just for her skin cancer.
Mm-hmm. We wish her well.
I pray, I beg. Yeah, we wish her well.
We wish her only regular, not irregular.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just regular moles or just like weird moles, but then they end up fine.
It's like, I'm kind of weird, like that kind of mole instead of like, mm-hmm. no, weird.
I'm not like other moles.
Yeah.
And then you cut it off and your doctor doesn't call you because it's fine.
Mm-hmm. I had a brush with, no, I'm actually weird and you should pay attention to me recently.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. And that was not like other girls, but it was not in a good way.
I've never had, I mean, I'm a moly lady, I'm going to be honest. And I have had a lot of moles removed in my day because they just get a little too moly for me. But I've thankfully not had like a weird, and it's just my true, at this point, it's just like another day, another mole, you know, I'm on mole patrol 24/7.
Not Paw Patrol, mole patrol.
No, I'm on mole patrol because these moles are wild.
These moles.
I'm always,
yeah.
And I can only get two at a time. That insurance covers. So I just gotta keep coming back.
No, I had a precancerous mole recently removed, and it was, you know, it's a little scary, but then you're like, okay, it's just like, I just have to like stay on top of it.
But yeah, like, I just get a mole check.
But I was I was fully in a place of mole patrol, and I was like, I was in a place of a regular mole, and it was scary for like a little bit when he was telling me, and then after, like, I like got kind of pensive, and then I was like, okay, it's fine.
No, and then didn't it come back normal? Or no?
I mean, it was genetic. It wasn't from a sunburn, so that's why they were a little like, but it's not.
But they took it off, and then they tested melanoma. It. And then they said it's fine, right?
No, they tested it, and they said it had precancerous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not lying.
No one really. No, I don't think you're lying. I was just trying to get a sense of like.
What if I made that up?
I mean.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
But he was like.
No one really tells you.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you. My God. The thing that freaked me out was like. Great doctor. Amazing dermatologist. And I didn't get a call. Then they called me and were like, okay, you're good. And I was like, oh, great. Okay. I didn't think about it again. And then went in for my checkup and he was like, so did you get the message? And I was like, yeah, they said it was fine. He goes, oh, so you didn't get the message. And I was like, oh, shit. And he was like, so it is precancerous, like blah, blah. Like you just have to come every twice a year now instead of once. So.
But they got it all out.
Oh yeah. It's all out. It was in between my toes.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's a real hot spot for a cancerous mole.
Yeah. So me and Cuppy need to be checking ourselves pretty regularly.
You should join forces and start a like campaign. Well, also I'm like, you can get moles anywhere. And I feel like a mole check, like I want to like bend over and spread and for someone to inspect like every inch of my body to make sure there's no like weird moles. Like that's what I feel like a mole check should be. But I feel like it's very much like surface level.
Yeah. You want like a thorough, like we're spreading every orifice.
Yeah.
We're going in. Yeah. I get that. I would love that too. I mean, I was
guess
like,
you just have to spread and then
I went beep between my toes and it was there. And he went,
I'm
oh,
like, I need
oh.
you to look with like a magnifying glass.
Him and the nurse doing, they were like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, hey. And then, you know, yeah, it's just important. This is a PSA to all listening. Check your moles. Even if you think it's nothing, go get it checked anyway. Peace of mind. It's probably nothing, but I thought that too. And then it was a little bit of something. Yeah. And you just got to be on top of it.
And just be aware that your moles just get bigger and bigger over time. There's nothing you can do about it. And it's okay to just have them remove, have lots of moles in your wake. It's sad, but it's true. No one wants to talk about this. It's disgusting, but...
Mole awareness.
Take care of that mole.
You're a queen of moles.
I truly am.
Your moles are like... I don't like. You
well, those are the
it.
Moles you see. Those are the ones you see.
You rock it, girl. What are those? Girl, you rock those moles.
And I really hate that.
Like some like terrible, like... I'm like a gay in a movie. Girl, own it.
I like some and I dislike others. And the ones that I dislike, I fucking Anne Boleyn those moles. I send them straight to the guillotine. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
So
wanted to do a quick Sister Wives update before.
Oh yeah, what's going on?
So we watched the season premiere last night. Of this current season.
Oh, wow. Is it good?
Yeah. I mean, Christine is pretty much like, even though she just announced her divorce recently, like you see it pretty much that she's like, I'm done with this marriage. Like she wants to move back to Utah. Cody also kind of wants to move back to Utah, but Robin and Janelle are like, no, we're staying here. And then Mary's sort of like, no one gives a shit about me. So I can kind of... I don't really have to declare anything because no one will care if I'm staying or leaving.
I feel like Mary is going to end up like Frances McDormand in that movie.
No Man Land?
She's just like a van lady. Yeah.
Yeah, and like a big tunic.
Yeah, just vanning.
But it's so like... I don't know if I can continue. They're so repulsive to me now.
Like all just, of them?
No, Cody, but like they as yeah. a collect like what he's done to these women, it's just like even though like they signed up for it. It's just
he's
like
destroyed their lives.
This system is just it's destroyed these women's lives, except Robin.
Yeah.
And she's the only one benefiting from it at this point. Like it's just crazy. Like he just like openly is like to Mary, like, I'm not attracted to you anymore.
Great.
And I will never touch you again. And she's like hanging in there.
It's basically the same as a man that's just been married four times. Like it's not that different, except instead of getting divorced, you just stick around and then bear witness to your replacement over and over and over.
Yeah,
it's kind of psychotic.
It's like a hell dimension.
Yeah.
So I'm happy
I wouldn't
that,
wish it on anyone.
I'm happy Christine broke the cycle. Because she's cool, even though she's a staunch LuLaRoe fanatic. Her and
I feel
Mary.
Like you can you'll never take their LuLaRoe passion away from them.
You can take the Rue, but you can't take the Roe.
Yeah. You can take the LuLaRoe out of the girls, but you can't take the girls out of LuLaRoe. You can't take the thousands of dollars of LuLaRoe out of the storage unit.
The milky LuLaRoe products just baking in the sun on the driveway.
Yeah, the moldy, stinky leggings.
With
the
like
stink bombed houses. How much of landfills? Like, oh, landfills are probably 3% LuLaRoe.
Landfills are shaking.
Landfills love them. Trash cans can't get enough of them. It's the latest collection of LuLaRoe.
When they see it coming from like a mile away, they go, ooh.
Ooh. They go, get over here. Get over here in this pile.
They're like, I want to fuck those moldy ass leggings.
Landfills are obsessed with them.
Landfills love me.
Oh my God. Wait, have you watched yet Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip?
So
please
good.
Please say you fucking have.
Watch two episodes.
I watched all four episodes this weekend that are out. It is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
It's really wonderful. It's exactly what the Housewives entire franchise needed to turn it on its head.
Exactly.
And
it's genius level. It's genius level.
Like, I didn't realize that I've been wanting them, I think, without me realizing it, to break the fourth wall, to talk about their fame and like the reality of like being on the show and like the cameras and say their season's names. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want them to, I've been waiting for them, and I didn't even realize I needed that until I saw
them
all together.
Crossover of them, like hanging with Housewives from various franchises, hanging with each other and talking and getting to know each other, laughing,
living,
loving in a huge mansion,
and fearing.
That's what I needed. Yeah,
fearing Ramona, all
fearing Ramona, and eye rolling at Ramona and watching her be truly a bastardess.
It's just seeing. Every trip you need, it's the collective needs.
You need one person to hate, yeah,
to hate and like laugh about behind their backs. And Ramona is that person, and she both accepts it and embraces it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know what? Do you remember when Andy Cohen had that crazy baby shower a few years ago, and all the housewives of every were there, and they were all like
yeah.
Lisa Rinna was like forcing everyone to dance. And we were all like ecstatic watching all the behind the scenes stuff and all the little snippets, because we had never seen all of them in one room like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was like, for me at least, that tapped into like this need that I have for the crossovers.
They need to start sending, like, I'm going to need four more seasons, in one for each quarter of 2022.
It's sort of like
they need to be gathering them up, shipping them out. And when a new housewife things end, they ship another batch out. There's so many batches they can come up with. Like, just keep it rolling. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait months for another one. It's easy. It's 7 days of filming. Like, I need just a constant housewife ultimate girls trip.
It kind of reminds me of like Real World Road Rules, the challenge. Like back mm-hmm. in the day, like in the 90s and the early 2000s, like when they would, like that felt kind of crazy to me. That all the real world people
it's
were
crazy.
Together.
And I like that each housewife has like their one night where they like organize something to do that's genius level.
I thought Cynthia, I wanted to be like, you need to chill out with your game.
For her night.
I was like, this needs, like, yeah, stop. Like, you're. I like Cynthia, but I was like, this is too much.
It's a crazy game to play.
Prettiest?
It's a high stakes game. Who's the prettiest? Who's the sexiest?
And it's funny because it triggers like things, ways you've even behaved and ways that you've seen other people behaving on a friend trip. When like one person is like being controlling and you see it, and you're like, a part of you is like, I want to help them out so bad, but then you're like, I can't get involved.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like, you're seeing this person just self-destruct. That was Cynthia that night.
Yeah, she really I love, and I haven't watched Atlanta in so long, but I was like, wait, I'm watching Atlanta, like there's
Kenya.
No way around it. Kenya's everything to me. I'm obsessed with her.
She's incredible.
Kyle,
love
so
her.
Fun on vacation.
Teresa,
she's shy. Like, I think Teresa takes
shy.
A long time to come out of her shell, but by episode four, she's like fucking in it. But like, I was shocked at how shy she was.
I had this same thought when I was interviewing her and Melissa. Teresa was extremely shy and like very sweet, but like nervous.
Yeah.
And like, I think she's kind of guarded.
I love her. And I love Melissa too.
Melissa's fun.
Melissa's fun, but I also knew at that dinner, I was like, I would be triggered if I was there with Melissa because I knew that everyone was going to be like, she's the prettiest, she's the sexiest.
And you know that Teresa's going to be
upset. And she know, yeah, Teresa is like, that's not what Tree wanted to hear on this vacation.
I also love that Melissa straight up said to Teresa, like, Ramona thinks you're dumb. She was like, she thinks you have no brain. And Teresa was just kind of like,
you're a scarecrow.
Teresa was, she was like, wow, she doesn't know me.
Wow. Yeah. I live for Tree.
Luann looks the best she's ever looked. Her tits.
What is her secret? Her body is fucking fire.
Her abs. I love when she was I like when she was just flashing everyone.
Luann's in a place of, I'm going to show my puss to literally everyone that her walks hairy by. Puss. Her bush. She's bush out. She's bush first in this situation to literally Tom, Dick, or Harry, or any of the girls.
One of them, I love, like, Kenya. She was like, oh wow, I haven't seen hair in a while on someone.
We, in episode 4, Ramona and Kyle piss themselves from laughing so hard. They literally pee their pants. I was crying.
About
I
what?
Came home from like a, they play like a funny, Melissa hosts like a game night and they all are like have to take shots and then they play this game where they have to put like those dental things in your mouth that like stretches your mouth out and like talk. And seeing them all do that, it truly, I was crying laughing. And then Ramona runs away and she's pissed herself. And then Kyle pisses herself because Ramona's pissed herself. And then they're just like laughing with towels under their pajamas.
Were they sober?
No. They're like all shit-faced. It's incredible.
I think Luann is sober.
Yeah, Luann's sober.
I think that's her secret.
Yeah, sobriety and 1,000 crunches.
She seems legitimately sober too.
Yeah. She's very lucid and like...
And she's
fun. She seems good. Yeah, and she's fun. I'm so sad, like, when she talks about dating and stuff, or there are moments where she talks, like, they get real about what it's like to date and, like, have men know that you, they've, like, been on the show or they can, like, Google them or whatever.
Oh, that guy who turned her down because she got arrested.
Yeah, where she was, like, a guy, like, Googled me and then he, like, never called me again and she cried on the boat. And then I cried because Luann was crying.
I know, and then I love Ramona leaving when Luann starts telling her story. And
I
then,
know.
And then Kenya being immediately like, now, why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Her calling Kenya Portia, I wanted to like, I was like, Ramona, you need to fucking stop.
Ramona is out of control.
Evil.
She's
bitch.
A terrorist, but a necessary terrorist. I think yes. She's really necessary. Like, and she is OG as hell. And yes. Like,
there's a respect
I'm here for
that they all have.
There's a respect, but it's also like she's a fucking horrible person.
She's a disgusting person. Also, I love when she goes, when she says something like, oh, I'm very modest. And they're all like, wait, you literally were showing us your like taint earlier.
Yeah.
She's
crazed.
She's crazed.
She's fully crazed at all times.
When she calls that guy, FaceTimes that guy that she wants to fuck.
John.
Yeah. And she's like, okay.
She has a tight body. She's always talking about his tight body.
She's so down. She's down bad.
I also want that theme song like as my phone ringtone. Every time it comes in, they go, Housewives on the Island! And then it goes into, I truly transcend. My eyes roll back in my head and I seize with joy.
You go, you're like the guy in
That's
Dune.
All I ever want to hear. Like, that's like how, that's like should replace the blow horn like at the club that's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Instead of that now, it should just be like when the beat drops, someone pushes play and it goes, Housewives on the Island! And then it goes into Housewives on the Island song.
No, it's
the best theme song I've ever heard.
It's very excellent.
Housewives on the Island! Do, 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 do. I like need that. I want to wake up like that. I'm going to make that my alarm.
Do it.
Like, waking up to that, I need someone to... I'm sure that there's a listener out there who's, like, tech savvy. Can you make me Housewives on the Island as an MP3 and email it to sexyuniquepodcast@gmail.com? I need it so badly.
We also need them to go to, like, Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Or, like...
I would love...
Kiev.
A winter vacation. Like, a fall vacation would be really nice.
Yeah, to, like, Canada.
They should go to Mongolia and stay in, like, yurts.
Yeah. Survive.
I'm...
When's there going to be, like, a Hunger Games?
This is true, like, genius. Like, Kelly... They can also get Housewives from any... Like, any past, present...
I know.
Housewives.
I mean, Vicky's going to be on one. Dorinda.
We need Kelly, Killer, and Ben Simone.
She should go on with Bethany.
That might be too much.
No, it has to happen.
They Jill Zarin's going to be on one.
Yep.
Vicky on vacation is truly like, I'm about to have a heart attack from joy. Like, I don't know if I can take that.
Also, I'm just going to have a heart attack from being stressed by watching her on vacation. She stresses me out.
She could be really fun. You just never know. Like, she could actually be like a dark horse and then be a joy to be around.
I mean, she whoops it up for sure. That's like her thing. Mm-hmm. Whoop it up.
And I think also if you put her in the mix with like other, like you take her out of Orange County and put her with other people, it's just truly like hats off to the team. You guys killed it.
Also, the house they stay in is so...
Yeah, keep up the good work, but also don't let there be too much time. I want it on a constant rotation. Mm-hmm. If you make me wait, I'll turn on you.
And 7 days or 8 days is enough.
Oh, it's perfect.
You don't need any more.
No, the amount of content that they're getting out of like every day, it's truly incredible. And I like knowing which housewives from other franchises are like friends IRL, like Luann and Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? Cynthia was at Luann's wedding.
I met Cynthia once and she is truly the most stunning person. Like
I'm sure.
She was just in, like, she was at Paper Magazine when I worked there, and I like saw her as I was walking out, and I was just like,
yeah.
You can tell in the show that she knows she's out.
What do you mean?
Well, she's done with she's not in the Housewives anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you can kind of, I got the vibe that she kind of knew her days were numbered.
So she left or was fired?
I think she was fired.
Or just like not renewed?
Yeah.
Like contract not renewed? I think she was
let go.
This past season was her last season.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if like, because she seems like she's really trying to be like the chill one, the cool one.
Yeah. I haven't watched Atlanta in so long, so I don't even know what her vibe is like. Not on the island, but is she like
she's
not, I take it she might not be as zen and like cool.
No, she's definitely like, I haven't watched in a few seasons, but like her first few seasons she was very sweet. She was definitely like Nene's right hand girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was like a little codependent with Nene and like a kind of fixated on their friendship and like being in Nene's good favor, and like she like made them sign a friend contract at one point, which was really weird.
Nene did?
No, Cynthia made Nene sign a friend contract with her, which Nene was a little like, okay.
If you need his friend contract, chances are the friendship is not so good.
She has kind of codependent energy.
Okay.
Love to see her.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Speaking of codependent.
Codependent friend energy.
Guys, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
I'm Larry.
You're listening to, and I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Sexy,
Unique
podcast.
Salty Utah Queens.
Wait, also for all the Bostonian, or no, sorry, for the Philling,
Philadelphians.
My sweet Phillies. Yeah.
Yeah.
My hot Phillies. We're going to be recapping next week's episode at the show, IRL.
Yes.
So get excited. I'm excited.
Woot, woot.
Woo. Woot, woot. When I heard we sold out New York, when we got the official email, I screamed in my car.
It's so great.
I was driving, smashed on the gas pedal, and went, wow.
I went like this. I just froze.
A silent scream.
Which is a bigger scream.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, we're in the beginning of our trip
back
to Vail.
Yeah.
They're still sitting at the dinner table from last week. And Whitney goes, "If we do not share what we don't know, we are in trouble.
We are in danger.
We are in danger, Lisa." And Lisa goes, "I feel so deceived.
Her entire life is a lie." And then she starts crying. I wrote, she's crying.
They're all just like, "Lisa, can you just give us some actual, like, you keep teasing us, setting us up. Like, she's setting up the spike in volleyball." And then when they go up to spike it, she's like, "Me."
Lisa loves to, like, keep things close to the vest, but give a little tease and then retreat. And I love that power move that she does to keeping everyone on their toes and irritating them. Now she's crying. Meredith comforts her on her bosom.
That was, like, the first time Meredith has, like, comforted her in a while.
Yeah, they were in prime form, and Meredith is clutching her, and Lisa goes, "You get it."
She goes, "You get it, Mare." And Meredith goes, "I know.
And apparently Jen screamed at Lisa after the Fresh Wolf photo shoot because
this freaked me out.
Okay, so there's two things. So, like, when Lisa brought up that ex-employee that, like, got some of Whitney's
Iris and Bo.
Then Jen flipped out and then called her afterwards when she was in the car with her kids and started screaming at her, blah, blah, blah. Then Lisa got text messages, but it was from a random number, right? She said she started getting texts that were in a strange vernacular, and she asked all the other girls, "Did this happen to you?" And the other girls are like, "Yeah, I've gotten these texts too, where it's like a number I don't know is like texting them, berating them."
Well, so yeah, so
right? So, am I wrong? Or
Jen went to the Fresh Wolf photo shoot, and it seemed like they were all like, "Ha!" And then they had that kind of that tense convo, like that you mentioned. And then Lisa got in the car, and Jen started texting her immediately and calling in front of her kids, going, "Fuck you! You're not my friend," and all this shit. And Lisa was just like, "Oh my god!" And then Lisa goes, "And by the way, did anyone get those bizarre text messages?" And then Heather goes, "Yeah, I did." So they were getting...
But they were texts from a random number, right?
Yes, they were texts from an unknown number, but they were using certain words that only Jen says in text, like because.
Yeah, because, yeah. But they were clearly... I mean, they were from a random number, but clearly from Jennifer Shaw.
Which is so fucking creepy.
But it's also so dumb because... everyone obviously would think, that's Jen Shaw.
But that's a little bit like, it's a little bit like when Donald Trump used to call people and pretend to be his own PR guy and be like, "Oh, you hear about Donald Trump? Like, you know, did you ever hear about that?"
No, I didn't hear about that.
Like when Trump was on his up, he used to call people and pretend to be this guy named like John something. And like do a different voice and talk about how great Donald Trump was. And like,
that's actually incredible.
Well, it's obviously like psychotically clever and it like worked in some ways, but people all like kind of knew it was Trump, but they played along with it. So this kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah. But this isn't even clever. Like if there was one person that all of my friends and I didn't like, or we were like, "Yeah, this person's a psycho," and then we all started getting weird text messages from an unknown number saying these, I would immediately be like, "Oh yeah, that's Jen." Like there would be no question in my mind.
But isn't that, I think that's creepy.
Yeah,
it's very creepy
because I'm like, I know who it is. I'm just like, you're a fucking weirdo for that.
To me, that... I don't know. To me, maybe I'm like overdramatic, but when I heard all these women sort of normalizing it, I was just like, wait, this is fucking, this is creepy. This person that you're with all the time is using like burner phones to harass you over text messages.
How many phones does Jen Shaw have? I'm sad that they buried the lead on these texts for so long. Because it's crazy, I guess they've just been getting tons of texts from Jen Shaw's burner phones and all like none of them are being like, oh yeah, Jen's like texting us.
But Laura, that's because they're good friends. They were all like, they kind of had her back. They were like, I do think they were actually being like loyal to her, which is so weird. But they all, I think, were genuinely afraid of her and afraid of, and wanted to stay in her good favor. So they,
well, yeah, she's just like such a rager that it's not worth the trouble, I guess, of being like.
But of course,
how like do you confront someone who's texting you from a burner phone that it's clearly them using like the same type of language?
It's like when an AO, like when we were all on AIM and someone would use like a fake screen name and like start like trolling you.
Mm-hmm.
Did that ever happen to
you?
I
did that to someone. No, I did that. This girl, a girlfriend of mine started going out with this guy that I like. So I made up a fake screen name and then just started messaging her one day. But then she literally said mid-message, she was like, Laura, is that you? And I was like, nope. And then logged off. So, but that's what I'm saying is like, whenever you do that, someone knows that it's you. Like you may think you're fooling people, but I feel like no one got creeped out because they're like, oh, Jen's just at it again.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just.
You're traumatized by.
I just think the idea. It's not
I
even
like how creeped out you are.
Well, if I was making fake, if I had burner phones and was just texting my like closest friends like hateful shit, and they knew, like I don't know. It's like she's a psycho for that.
She's a psycho for a million reasons. Like she truly is like an unwell person that maybe belongs in the loony bin
and only
or prison.
Only as like a total scam queen would have like the capacity / inclination to like use burner phones to harass your friends
and like text them the things, like it's like she's texting them the exact thing that they were just talking about.
Yeah.
It's like clearly that's just you, Jen.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
And she's just said, I mean, it's like, she's such a liar.
Yeah.
And feels so comfortable just like outright lying and having like crocodile tears and resorting to a place of like calling people racist to question her. And like, It just becomes, I think, collectively not worth it to engage or like question.
It's so creepy. Meredith then all of a sudden goes, I hired a private investigator. I did.
Oh, yeah, because of the text. And the private investigator said, it's Jen. And Whitney goes, I've never had a friend hire a private investigator on another friend.
And then Whitney goes, or Meredith goes, who here wants to still be friends with Jennifer Shaw moving forward?
No one raises their hands. And then Jenny is like, well, I'm actually like uncomfortable because
she's not here to defend herself.
She's like, I connect with her as like a fellow like minority in this group and she's not here and we're all just talking about her. So I don't know. And I'm like, okay, I hear you, Jenny, but this is your first season and you didn't see the Hulk last season. So
yeah.
But I'll give you that. It's true. We shouldn't all talk about her when she's not here.
No, and like the experience of being like a non-white woman on like a mostly white cast is like, you want that solidarity. And I think even if it's like a scam queen, you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, and like Jen's not the person to align yourself with, but then I guess neither is Mary. So Heather, codependent Heather says she will help her no matter what because she's a friend for better or worse, and she really thinks that the true sign of friendship is when you're down, who comes around. And I was like, Heather, like,
and, or, yeah, Heather, this is
Jen's never gonna change.
She
like,
would...
it's she goes, and she's whole, her whole like impetus for saying this is like, if she was ever gonna change, like, this would be the time when everything's getting stripped away. And I was like, no, Jen's clearly tripling the fuck down and just like, no.
She goes,
Heather, whatever your instinct is, do the opposite.
She goes, I can't just let this like ruin her life. And then Meredith raises her voice, I think for the first time I've ever heard her raise her voice. And she goes, what about the hundreds of lives she ruined?
And then Meredith goes, So are you going to visit her in prison? Because she's going to be there for a long time.
And Heather goes,
I will visit her for sure.
Heather also goes, I thought you two were on an upward trend. And I was like, I was like, what, are you Susie Orman? Like, what are these terms?
Trending upwards.
Biz talk. I was like.
No, they like buried the hatchet kind of for the sake of like everyone's sanity. But I wouldn't say they were on upward. I would say that Jen's arrest by SWAT team and Homeland Security just like eradicated the upward trend. And now we're trending downwards.
Yeah, Meredith is like totally done. She's like, not only did she terrorize my family, she stole from my store. So like this, on top of being targeted by burner account phones and her being arrested.
And potentially scamming like elderly people out of like their life savings.
She's like, I'm good with Jen, being friends with Jen. She's like, if you happen to invite Jen to something, please don't invite me.
Lisa goes, at what point do I say enough? And then Lisa and Mare kind of Terrence and Philip for a while, which I was glad to see them.
Bah, 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 like, bah, bah. Yeah.
At it again. And then Mary pipes up. She's, I've never seen potential in Jen. Never seen good in Jen. I'm going there.
And she goes, and then out of nowhere, she goes, call her up. Call Jen up.
Like, I love
Mary
calling Jen.
And then Heather goes, all right, I will. I'm like, Heather, I just want to like, she needs to go to CODA.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you getting out of this at this point? Like, this person's just abusive and not even fun to be around. She's a liability.
I think it's a mix of her being fascinated by the like chaos and also fear and trauma that Jen as a friend has instilled in her.
Yeah. Whitney goes, this is where I'm at. Jen owes it to every one of us to tell us the truth.
Tell us the truth, Jen.
Meredith goes, Jen obviously like does not answer the phone. And it goes to a voicemail box that's full. And Meredith goes, it is finished. If you want to invite Jen, do not invite me.
She goes, I am utterly revolted.
But so then does that mean like for the rest of the season, they won't film together? Like that's. Boy. But they do have something where they like exchange words. I mean, as we saw in the previews.
They're also going to be like in the reunion together.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, maybe you mean after the season's over, if you're going to invite Jen.
Like Meredith?
Meredith, don't you dare.
Don't you dare, Meredith. The next morning, Heather wakes Whitney up by just opening the blinds and going, rise and shine, cuz. And Whitney goes, oh, Heather, oh. And I wrote, if Heather woke me up like that, I would literally just like, projectile vomit on her like Exorcist style. That would be my greatest defense.
Yeah, it's an aggressive wake up, but sometimes it's the only way to get someone out of bed. I feel like I've done that to people.
Yeah, just
open the blinds and blared sunlight into their faces.
Oh
Meredith,
oh Heather, no, please. Oh
wait, I
no.
Love Mary coming downstairs in like a casual Balmain nightshirt.
Mary's like someone who's literally like, don't talk to me unless I've had my coffee.
She's don't talk to me, period. The bad mood starts today and then extends for the rest of the trip and just gets progressively worse and worse.
You just see her in the background like sauntering around. She's kind of avoiding the cameras. And at one point, Whitney goes, Mary, would you like me to make you an egg? And then Mary goes, yeah, I want an egg. And just walks off. And then Whitney goes, oh, I'm very nervous to make this egg for Mary. I just don't want to mess it up. She'll have words with me. But I love that.
Yeah, I want an egg.
Yeah, I want an egg. And then immediately leaves after humiliating this girl and berating her for like so long. The last time you were together, you're like, yeah, make me an egg.
Yeah, I do want an egg. Meredith sidles up to Mary and she goes, "We can either go dog sledding or ice skating and shopping." And Mary goes, "Oh, I'm going shopping. And I love ice skating."
Yeah.
And then Whit and Heather make French toast and eggs. I'm weirded out by the eggs that Whitney's making, or no eggs that I would know. It's like a hard, it's not like over easy. It's like over hard.
I mean, Mary,
it's like a McDonald's sandwich egg.
I didn't blame Mary for recooking the food.
That weirded me. I was like, you want this egg to get even more sulfury? I was like, you have an egg patty right now that's just like a hard sulfur patty of egg, and you're going to put your avocado in the microwave? I was like, you've lost the plot entirely.
Mary's like one of those dictators that has to have someone test their food.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she does think that she's going to be poisoned, because it absolutely could happen.
Also, I did love that she was walking around with Brooks Marks hoodie draped over her shoulders.
Yeah.
I was like, that's an ally.
True friendship.
Lisa and Meredith go outside and they kind of talk about Mary's church. And Meredith's basically like, I feel very uncomfortable sitting on this information that Cameron gave me about Mary and like having to be around her. And I feel like I'm being a bad friend because I'm like talking about her and also thinking these things, but I haven't confronted her yet.
Mm-hmm.
So Meredith is feeling very conflicted because she and Mary are legit friends. And Lisa's like, she's like, Lisa, can you please just tell me what you're being very vague about this? I just want some kind of, why is Mary's situation with Cameron so dire? And Lisa goes, it's very serious to be in her church.
She goes, Mary is elusive, and then she shows up and everyone is in awe.
Which is like, okay, good tactic.
Yeah, but also that's like most pastors or preachers, their churches. So like, give us more. Meredith, I love when she goes, what are you trying to say?
Lisa says Meredith and Mary and Cameron had a, quote, strong relationship, which makes it seem like they were fucking. And then Meredith goes, Lisa, what are you trying to say to me right now? Please.
Meredith is over it. But I do love them cozy on the balcony in blankets.
Meredith goes, these cryptic conversations are going nowhere. Whitney, Heather, and Jenny take to the bobsleds to go dog sledding.
Take to the bobsleds to dog sled.
Yeah.
They take to the dog sleds. But I have to say, dog sledding makes me sad.
Yeah.
There's literally no need for dog sledding in Vail except recreationally. And I wouldn't want dogs to pull me around. I would just want to play with them.
I want to frolic in the snow with them.
Yeah. Like, I want to throw a ball and have them catch it, or just like watch them play. Like, I don't want to be pulled through the snow
by like reindeer.
Like, go get me like a donkey or something to do it, or let's like snowmobile. Yeah, I'd rather snowmobile.
There's a guy named Austin and a guy named Guy, and Guy's pretty fine.
Hot. Yeah.
And then Whitney goes to him. Whitney's doing her sort of like hot stepmom thing to him. She's like, Oh, I'm so allergic to dogs. Every time I'm around them, I need Zyrtec. And then Guy goes, how old Zyrtec? Thinking it's a dog. And Whitney goes, no, I mean the allergy medication. I was like, oh my God, Dumb and Dumber over here.
I missed that. That's incredible.
He goes, how old Zyrtec? Like, in, like, total, like, hot bubble, hot idiot.
This day and age, though, someone could be named Zyrtec.
Yeah, that's true.
I've heard crazier names.
She goes, oh, no. Zyrtec?
No, the allergy medication.
No.
Meredith, Lisa, and Mary descend on Vail's bustling, hustling downtown to shop in their puffy coats.
Yes. Oh my God, Meredith's coat is like the best thing I've ever seen. It's a rainbow fit.
It looks like something from like ASOS.
Oh, I thought it was like 90s raver.
It's really her and Lisa in their puffy coats are wild. Mary's in a puffy fur.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit a jewelry store where Lisa tries on some dangly earrings. She goes, "What do you think?" And Mary goes, "I wish you'd clean them first. A little alcohol, rub them down. You don't want to get."
And then Lisa goes, "No.
I think they did. No, they did."
And the people are like, "Yeah, we did already." And then Mary goes, "Okay."
She goes, they go, "Oh, no, everything's clean. We're clean." Mary's like, "I don't think they did."
And they go to the ice skating rink, and Meredith and Lisa take off their coats, and they're wearing these, like, little Nancy Kerrigan little, like, ice queen outfits.
Yeah, I was into that.
They just purchased them that day.
And Mary's also in kind of an ice skating outfit.
Meredith and Mary are terrible, and they just kind of walk skate on the side holding it, which I would be doing.
This is where I got confused, because earlier Mary said, "I love ice skating." And then she got on the rink and was like, could not even like move.
I mean, that's very.
So I was like, do you love, like, did she think maybe they meant roller skating?
I think that's Mary's vibe, though. She just kind of
just
says,
loving something and just saying things.
Like, she'll just say, "Oh, I'm great at that." And then, like, you see her and you're like, "Oh, wait, no, you're not. You're very untalented at most things."
You're, like, incapable. The only thing you're actually capable of is marrying your grandfather and running a cult.
Yeah, which is that's talent.
That's great. I mean, that's huge. It's been a win-win situation for her.
But that's like, that's very like delusional sense of self when you can just be like, "Oh, I'm great. I love skating. I'm great at it." And then you're
"I love ice skating." Then she's just sitting there, and every time they're like, "Mary, come like play with us," and she's like, "No, don't touch me." She's like, "Don't do that." And then she goes, "He is with me right now," as in the Lord. And they go, "He's with you?" And she goes, "He's with me, and he's telling me to go to the door." Incredible.
It's like, God's telling me I gotta leave this place right now, so I'm leaving. Like, that's
you can't argue with the Lord. Him.
Capital H-I-M. Back on the bus on the way back from dog sledding, Heather basically calls Lisa out for being a shit stirrer. She says that Lisa likes to throw the snowballs, but doesn't try to make the snowballs, but she doesn't throw them. Basically.
Yeah, then they all talk shit about Barlow, and I was like, y'all better watch your damn selves.
Well, Jenny's like very loyal.
Jenny has her back.
She's like, guys, I think Lisa just likes to make sure that everything she's saying is like foolproof before she like
makes
a claim.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be wrong.
Well, she also is like always thinking about like liability and like slander.
Her six lawyers.
Yeah. So she's like, can't say that. Gotta have dot my I's and cross my T's with that one.
I think Lisa's literally constantly on the phone with lawyers being like, I want to say this. Can I do it? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
And then she's like, what about this way? And then they're like, okay.
Yeah. What about this?
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
They get back to the villa and are literally greeted by a full, like, 12-foot-long table of meats, cheeses, and fruits.
Crystal is back in action, the experienced curator. And they have, like, their food spread is just, like, thrown onto the table. Like a huge...
That's my favorite.
Just a mound of food on the surface of the table, like no plates or anything. It's like meats.
That's what I want.
Very, yeah.
Just like a charcuterie, a beautiful charcuterie spread direct on table that I can just graze on for hours.
That's like in the shape of like the Himalayas. It's just like a mountain
peaks
range.
And valleys, yeah, of just various meats and cheeses.
And vegetables.
And veggies, yeah. Oh.
Heather, they go outside and Heather starts talking about how she grew up in Colorado. And that her younger sister, Nancy, left the church like when she was a teenager because she married some non-Mormon after high school. And she lives in the area, but Heather hasn't seen her in like years. And because she was like turned her nose up at her. But now that she's sort of out of the church and living the life of outer darkness, she's like, now I want to call her up. But I'm like, I feel bad because I dissed her for so long. And now I'm like, all of a sudden, like, want to be her friend. And is she going to turn her back on me or not?
Yeah, their whole family excluded the sister. So
I went, well, too late, bitch. That's what I said. She was like, Nancy smokes and drinks. And I judged her for that.
Yeah, I was, I'm intrigued to see the Nancy Heather vibe next episode.
Nancy literally just looks like Heather without plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm. But it's also jarring to see them face to face because you're just like, what? I was like, well, I guess I need to stop smoking.
then we come back to SLC. Jen is at her lawyer Clayton's office. I just wrote,
when she walks in to Clayton's office, she goes, "Hi, Clayton," and he literally laughs at her. I was like, "What's so funny?"
Yeah, I was like, "Are you good?"
"Hi, Jen. Thank you so much for coming in." And he's laughing. And then they sit down, and he goes, "So you've been charged with fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering."
I was like, "Wait, is this funny? Am I missing something?"
I'm like,
I just wrote, goddamn.
Is this same lawyer telling you that it's a good idea to like film now? I mean, I guess if she's just going to go straight balls to the wall, not guilty,
it's good.
And like it's claim good. That, then yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I would just, and I'm glad she didn't, but like if it were me, I would stop filming and leave the show. If I was charged with fraud. Like, just to, like, focus on it and handle everything. Like, I it's crazy that she's still on the show.
But it's also necessary. We need people that will stay on the show no matter
what. No. I'm like I said, I'm very glad that she's, like, crazy for that and, like, will go there and stay on the show. But I'm like, I wouldn't.
No. But I also wouldn't be a criminal and then go on a reality TV show. True. I love, too, that her defense, like... She's going like full Roxy Hart where she's like, the only thing, if there's one thing I'm guilty of, it's being too giving and helping too many people. And I was just like, damn, like that's the tactic you're going to use. Okay. I kind of respect that.
Yeah. I'm literally so generous.
It's because I'm too giving.
I'm like, you're not
just helped so many people.
You're not just charged with money laundering. Like, that's not just, like, a thing that could just be a misunderstanding. Like, you're... And then I was thinking, and this is just my... I'm, like, probably extremely off base, and, like, someone who's a lawyer or in law can probably explain it better to me, but, like, money laundering, like, what would... I was started immediately going to, like, Ozark. And, like cartel shit.
Oh, I mean, but you can do money laundering without being involved with like a cartel.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just like, panic, but I just was like, well, I was just like, what are they laundering?
I love that you've taken things to a place of cartel immediately with Jen's money laundering.
Well, then I was
people
like,
launder money all the time.
But then I was like, maybe that's why Homeland Security was there.
Why was Homeland Security there?
It could either be because it's like
because of the internet.
Because of the internet, and also because it maybe because it like transcends like state borders and it's like a national thing.
Or stealing people's information online or like gathering online data, I think could be.
It's like terrorism.
A homeland security issue. Yeah. But like, I think she's probably
stealing money from people and then cleaning it through her businesses.
Yeah. Like you, there are basically legal ways to like launder money if you're like billionaires, essentially like launder their money by starting like shell corporations and stuff. But it's just like,
totally. I just was thinking like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Cartel. I mean, sure. We should. So also she says that when she was on the bus, she got a call from Sharif's phone, but it wasn't Sharif who called her. And she doesn't say who it was. And then they told her that she needed to come get Omar and go to the hospital. But I'm like, you're lying
again.
Yeah.
You're truly lying. Like she has no conscience.
And then she was pulled over on the side of the road by the FBI. And that's when she got arrested. But Stewart has pled guilty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was like that happened the last few days.
So is he going to flip on Jen? Or do you think he's just taking the fall for everything? Because she's going to have a trial. Like she's going to like there will be trial.
I mean, I could see Stewart being that like much of a cuck that he would take like the fall completely for this woman.
Yeah.
But maybe he is going to like rat her out.
Could take the fall for a payday. She's like, I'll take care of your family like forever.
But how long would he be in prison for?
I don't know.
Like they're facing 30 years.
He could get like a plea deal.
Jen will go to prison. She won't go to prison for that long if she goes to prison.
Do you think she'll get found guilty, though?
Yeah.
But if she has money, like, you can basically, like...
Does she have money?
I don't know. These are all questions I guess we're going to find out. Is this, like, trial?
I don't feel like she has money. I think it's all fake. Or I think she was using the money she was making illegally to, like, pay off, like, Ponzi scheme shit. Taking money
is
to
that
pay
part
others.
Of the
well,
is that
know.
What people are alleging?
No, I'm just trying to think like what. So she was probably...
the money could be real. Like if she's stealing that much money from people, it has to like exist somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we need like there has to be some sort of blog.
Yeah,
has there has that housewife, hustler, whatever it is,
have a date?
Yeah, for Jen's thing.
There's no date for it yet. I think it might be in December at some point.
He changed his plea to guilty.
Okay.
He said, I knowingly and intentionally discussed and engaged with other individuals to develop a plan or operation to obtain money by false representation by offering and inducing individuals, many of whom were over 50 years of age or older, to provide money to entities that I and others were involved with.
Mm.
He added that he later found out that these telemarketing companies were misleading customers of those entities by selling individuals, many of them who were 50 or older, information that purported to be services to enhance their business opportunities.
Mm.
His sentencing is scheduled for March. He faces up to 70 years in prison for the charges. Is he going to get sentenced before Jen goes on trial?
Oh my God, that's the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, that's like shocking.
That's so much prison time.
That's crazy. Oh my God, is Jen going to go to jail for like 30 years? Oh.
That's wild if true.
Oh my God. Wow.
So now I'm just trying to get, like,
Oh my God. Okay. It's giving me like nausea thinking about that.
But I feel like if he changed his plea to guilty, then he's going to flip on her and rat her out so that he gets like a lesser sentence. Because 70 years.
I bet he'll get like 5 years.
Yeah. You know, you don't get like 70 years for shit like this.
I mean, you could.
Don't you go to like white collar prison?
I don't know. I think when it's like identity theft and stuff like this, you get like federal prosecution. So it's like it's not like just like Club Med prison. It's like night of prison, like Riker. Damn. Jen's just like dabbing her eyes, just being like, I'm so good. I'm a person. She's like, I'm just like, I can take it. But knowing my husband and my son, I'm like, you don't care about them.
No. They are like the way you've acted for years.
You hulked, you terrified them. Jen goes, I work so hard to get where I am. I'm like, you stole people's pensions.
So what does that mean? If like, I'm so confused. I need like more literature on this. Because if he's pled guilty, then is she just going to try and be like, oh, he did all of this. I had nothing to do with it, except he was my employee.
Listen, readers, if anyone wants to chime in, like, who knows?
Yeah, clear it up.
Who thinks they know what's going to go down with this? And not just like obviously we don't know as much as like someone, but I just want to know, like, do you think Stuart is going to flip, like Laura says? Do you think Jen is going to like somehow take care of him if he flips, or like is he gonna, or if he doesn't flip, is he gonna take it all for the both of them? Like, what's going on here? Does anyone think Jen's actually going to prison?
Need more info. Thank you.
Thank you.
All the girls dress up as Swiss maidens, which I was loving.
Yeah, they get their frau on. Heather literally looks like Baby Jane, which I loved.
Yeah, Heather's Swiss maiden outfit is like, more Baby Jane than Alps.
They're like beer frowing it up. There's cheese. Mary
getting dressed.
Mary looks
getting dressed in her room. She goes, she's talking to herself. She like secures a Rolex on her wrist and she goes, Mary's over it. This is why I don't like group trips. Everyone's up there. Then I get up there and I'm like, let's go. And then she looks at the camera and she goes, oh, sorry. I'm talking to myself. I do that a lot since COVID. But she's in a one woman show at all times.
She's talking to HIM.
Mm-hmm. I love a third person. Mary's over it.
Mm-hmm. That would scare me if I saw that. I mean, I talk to myself sometimes, but I don't say like Carrie's over it.
No, I never refer to myself in the third person. I talk to myself constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly just talking, giving interviews and
coming up with scenes.
And Mary gets upstairs. Yeah. And Heather goes, you ready for a shot? And Mary goes, no, I want meat. That would scare me.
It's like that gay TikToker who sent you, my boyfriend got the meat.
Yeah, the meat. They're making raclette, which is so fucking good.
There's like a head beer frog who's like the head of the night. She's like, she's organizing everything. The cheese. They have this like sensual cheese moment where they're all like going like, oh. The cheese.
I need.
Just oozing cheese. Out of the cheese wheels.
Vail and like mountain, like Rocky Mountain cities are such like fondue havens. And I crave.
A
snowy night with some fondue or like a raclette night. It was so good. Heather goes, how is it? And Lisa goes, amazing.
In the background, you just hear, at one point you just hear Lisa go, there's like a montage of all the cheese, and you just hear Lisa in the background go, I love cheese. Then Whitney makes everyone do a shot ski, and Mary just starts rolling her eyes and huffing and going, that girl needs a lot of attention, which is true.
Yeah, she goes, it's exhausting giving it to her. I'm so here for how much Mary hates Whitney now.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got to bully Whitney. Like, that's the only way that she's, like, tempered for me on this show. And the only thing that makes me like her is to see Mary bullying her.
Bullied.
I also want this meal. They're, like, cooking shrimp and lobster tail and sausage and steak. Lisa goes, this is the most I've cooked in my adult life.
Mary continues to have full conversations with herself and then occasionally, like, put her head on Meredith's shoulders. And Meredith, after they eat dessert, Meredith goes, we're not done yet, ladies. We're going to be having s'mores. And then she starts describing the mini dietetic s'mores she and her family enjoy. And she's describing it in full detail. And I literally, my eyes went, like, it's narcotic. Hearing her talk.
I love immediately a diet s'more. Mm-hmm.
She's like Jigglypuff from Pokemon. Just like singing, like lulling people to sleep.
Mary's face when they go outside, Mary is literally falling asleep. There's one moment where someone's describing the strudel and Mary's like...
She's miserable. I feel like this is her last season.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, if you just can't play ball on like a group trip, like you can't really be a housewife for that much longer.
You can't be a housewife if you're running a cult. It's too many jobs.
I mean, you can, but you have to do both. You need to do both vigorously and with passion. And if you can't bring the level of passion as a cult leader to your role on Real Housewives, then it might just be best if you release.
Whitney pisses Mary off again, and Mary just kind of like starts being like, why do you hate me, Mary? Please tell me.
I love to, before she gets into it with Whitney, she's like, I need to go. I just gotta go.
I gotta get out of here.
And she goes, Heather, don't end up in my bed.
Oh, yeah.
And then Heather's like, what are you talking about? And she goes, she's gonna keep drinking. She might end up in my bed. I was like, I love that this came out of nowhere.
I love some light lesbian panic.
Mm-hmm. And Whitney goes, what if I end up in your bed? And Mary goes, I can't do this. I gotta go.
And Whitney's just like, why?
And then she starts pretending to fall asleep as Whitney talks to her and tries to explain how hurt she is.
And Whitney goes, I am not your child, Mary. And then Mary goes, thank God you're not.
And Whitney starts talking again, and Mary goes, not tonight. I'm not doing this. And she gets up and she's like, Whitney's wasted. She won't remember a thing that she's even saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is she just saying that? But then the more I looked at Whitney, the more I was like, oh yeah, you're tanked.
She's drunk.
Meredith tries to Mary whisper, but it won't work.
Mary's...
because she just wants you to tell her that you love her.
She goes, that's not happening tonight.
Not to me. Not tonight.
she just makes her way down the steps. I would want Mary, even though like I would want her approval.
Yeah, I want her to like me. I want to be able to loll with her. I don't want her to like target me and say untrue things about me.
Mm-hmm.
Because there, once she hates you, there's... she's not even fun to fight with because she's just like batshit.
There's no going back.
And now Whitney has decided that this is the moment she will have her revenge on Mary.
Whitney goes, we were warned. Also, I'm just...
well, there's things about the church that are true. The congregation believes she's God. They worship her.
You know who I realize she sounds like? A mix of Quinn from Daria and the girl, the head of the fashion club in Daria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Quinn. I actually don't want to hang with you right now. Quinn, isn't that your cousin or your sister or something? Anyway,
she goes, Wait, who said, and that's, then I realized that I was being lied to.
I don't know.
Someone said that. Whitney just is going off of great. I'm like, great podcast hosting. Aren't you guys so excited for our shows?
I'm obsessed with Lisa getting into it, just wearing her little schnitzel hat.
Mm-hmm.
And like talking about serious things. When she, her schnitzel hat is just on. She's ready to go.
She's schnitzel with a full voluminous blowout.
Yeah.
Her hair has never looked better.
Okay, and then Meredith reveals that she and Mary had a talk earlier in the day about all this shit. And I was like, why didn't we get that?
She said, I had a conversation with Mary today. And then it flashes back and we just hear a snippet and she goes, Mary, there's bad rumors about your church. And Mary goes, oh.
It was a very 30 Rock flashback.
Totally.
And then Mary goes, basically Mary said, what church doesn't have shit said about them? Which I was like, and Meredith goes, I thought that was fair. I thought that, and I was like, really?
I mean,
it's true, but like,
she's not wrong.
She's not wrong, but that shouldn't be like the thing that you're like, okay, you're innocent.
No, I would want to know details. Yeah. You need details so that you can go back and be like, okay, what about this?
And then Lisa goes, well, Cameron had extreme religious trauma. I'll just say that. And they're like, Lisa, what the fuck are you talking about? Just tell us.
I need
what
to know
mean.
That people can tell me things and then I won't say anything. I need to protect them. And Meredith loses it. She's like, religious trauma? What does that even mean? And everyone's like, yeah.
Well, first Meredith goes, you know, I'm angry and I'm upset. And then, out of nowhere, Lisa just goes,
he mortgaged his house and he gave her 300 grand.
That's all it took, was Meredith raising her voice a little more.
Sometimes Meredith gets what Meredith wants.
It's true.
She knows how to sass Lisa into submission.
Yeah.
So next week, I guess we get to see Mary try and explain this, which there was like a clip of her just saying it's a lie.
They're still in Vail, thank God.
Yeah, I hope they never leave Vail. What if they just stayed in Vail and then this became Real Housewives of Vail?
Maybe.
Or if it just became Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. Housewives on the island. And then everyone flies, more housewives fly into Vail and they just swap out some people and then they have a full Housewives Girls Trip.
You mean like the beginning of Vanderpump Rules when it just like...
a backdoor pilot into another Housewives Girls Trip. I was thinking, too, how badly I want to see Meredith and Lisa on a girls trip together.
Lisa Vanderpump?
No. Lisa Barlow.
Do. I want to see Lisa I want to see Vanderpump on a girls trip. I'm sorry.
I don't.
Why?
I'm mad at her.
Why, love?
Darling, are you depressed?
Are you depressed? What's wrong?
Darling, are you depressed?
Darling.
I think about her asking that to Ariana every single day. Darling,
yeah.
Are you depressed?
That's my depression to me every day. And then I go, yes.
Yes.
Darling, are you depressed? Just like completely nodding out. Darling, tell me, are you depressed? And Ariana's like, yeah, I am.
She's like, yeah. And she's like, well, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'll give you one shift a week at SERP. You're like, you just blow your brains out right then and there.
She goes, what? Are you depressed too? I've been depressed all year, darling. I've light of my life. I don't know. I really want to see Lisa kind of back in the Housewives mix. I'm craving that. I think it's time.
Well,
why are you mad at her?
I'm just pissed because she's on Vanderpump Rules literally for no reason at all. And then she just is in the mix. She's, her descent into really doing things that are absolutely beneath her and her commitment to staying on a lower level is insane to me. Mm. And I'm like, you can't bounce back from this. She's like, she films scenes with these people. Like, she went to a plastic surgery appointment with Raquel. Like, she's like palling around with the people on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah,
that's it's kind disgusting.
Of, it's a little sick.
And it makes no sense.
Come, she goes, come on, Raquel.
I'm going to give you the number to my plastic surgeon who's world renowned. And you think like, oh my God, who's this world renowned plastic surgeon going to be? Like, I can't wait to like see who they come up with. And guess who it was? Paul Nassif.
Nuh-uh.
But I do love him. I love him.
Wow.
I want to see Adrian on a girl's trip.
Oh my God. Yes. I want to see, for her
Taylor
serenity,
Armstrong's going to be on a girl's trip.
I saw that. I think with Dorinda.
That is Housewives of the Island, girl. That is a house.
I really miss. I really miss Taylor.
I miss Taylor. Mm-hmm.
I miss
her. Get her back in the mix.
Get her back. Get her back in the mix.
I mean, I would accept Lisa on Vanderpump or not on Housewives, but she would have to like own it. She would never do it. There's an incredible episode of Housewives on the Island, girl, where they talk, they all laugh about Lisa and Kyle's fight. And they all are laughing and saying goodbye, Kyle.
Including Kyle?
Yeah, they all like make fun of it and talk about it. It was iconic.
And you know Lisa was probably so butthurt about that.
Oh, she's fuming, darling.
But instead of taking it to filming scenes and like confronting Kyle about it, she takes the town hall meetings. to advocate for lowering minimum wage.
Yeah, all her anger against Kyle gets turned to the streets of West Hollywood, where she wages a war on just like working class waiters and waitresses.
I implore you, don't raise the minimum wage by even a cent.
Please don't do it. I implore you to think twice. Who will our servants be? What if we have to pay them? Do you know she charges $30 for a hamburger at Tom Tom?
Sick.
It's disgusting.
A friend of mine went there recently with his boyfriend's parents, and his mother, his boyfriend's mom, like tripped at Sir, and like they were. I was just like, I'm telling you, that place is cursed.
Sir is cursed. Tom Tom, I ate there last week. It was fucking bomb. Sorry, guys, I have a problem. guys, and with that, guys,
we love you.
We gotta hop off. We love you.
Don't make me laugh.
Something's brewing, and so we gotta go. We gotta go.
Okay, I gotta go. I love all of you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lars.